And there was war between those seas. And then they continued on, and they get down. God has a way of dropping little messages for you, okay? Now, this is important. Verse 20 of the fourth chapter. And Adah bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. They were inventors of these things. They were makers of artifacts, which ultimately get turned into idols most often in a situation like this. So, and Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain. Now, I just want to hold up there for a minute. Do you know that Jabal, Jubal, and Tubal, they all come from the same prime, which is Yabel, Yabel. Can't help wondering, is this where we started with Baal worship? Okay? But all, and what does that mean in the Hebrew tongue? It means to flow. Flow like water. We got the flood coming. But most of all, in the end times, these same types from this same seed, as this continues, will bring forth the flood of Satan's lies that in fact already cover this world today. Satan would rather work from a pulpit than he would any other place. He likes to kick around politicians also. That is, not kick them around. Have them as bedfellows. Good politicians next to religion. You can deceive a lot of people. They'll listen, okay? But I don't think it's any accident that Jabal, Jubal, and Tubal were utilized here to all from the prime root to flow. Because there has been a flow of lies, of these artifactors, these inventors, known as what from in the Hebrew tongue? Kenites. And don't ever let anyone take that away from you. Sons of Cain. That's the only way you can trace them in God's Word. Now, Adam's restart, the rebirth of that seed line, begins in the 25th verse. I want to teach you, and God gave him a seed, Seth, to replace Abel, whom Cain slew. Now, sharpen up for me as we come to this 26th verse. You want to know what Enoch was prophesying against? I want to show you one of those little things that can happen that makes you and drives you back to the manuscripts. Listen to it. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Now, this means frail or sickly, or he was not a dedicated, strong person, in other words. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Well, now, that sounds good, doesn't it? Well, it certainly does. Men calling on the name of, and that is YHVH, that is Yahweh. But there is one thing wrong with it that you lose in the English translation, and I don't want you to ever forget it, and that is the verb in that verse. The verb. Oh. Well, I don't know. I knew we were shaky, but oh well, that's good teaching. You know, it'll handle that. Okay. Dennis, would you take Old Glory and set her back up straight? I don't like that. Can't hardly teach with Old Glory down. I've spent too many years in hardships and combat to keep her flying. Okay? And I don't like anybody to mess with her. It's all right with Dennis, but... But the verb in this verse, began. In the Hebrew tongue is kalel. Okay? Kalel. C-A-H-L-A-L. Do you know what it means? I'll just tell you. You can check it out in your Strongs. Be sure and back me up. You with companion Bibles, I think you'll... It means to bore, to wound, to profane. It even goes as far as to me as a figure of speech to drive a wedge between. So you see, how can we say then that they began, which means to profane, drive a wedge, or to bore a hole in something on the name of God? We've got a little mistranslation, naturally. What it says is that they begin to profane with the names of their own gods by calling on them in the name of Yahweh. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. Because of Jubal, Tubal, and Jabal, because of Cain's offspring, men began to profane the true God, the true Father. And this is what Enoch prophesied against, an actual prophet of this time, prophesying against the deeds of the Kenites. Where are the Enochs today that prophesy against the deeds of the Kenites? Well, thank God you travel in pretty good company, because I think most of you do. And that's good, because the same, there's nothing new under the sun. Now, do I want you to take my word for that? No, you know I don't. As soon as you can get to a concordance, you check out Kollel for yourself, where you see it with your own eyes. In the English, that's the verb began. What is the verb? It's the action. What was their action? To profane. To drive a wedge between. To destroy, even, if you would. On and on it goes. Nothing positive. And even if you take it to a kin word, well, your Strong's will help you, or your companion will. So we see that certainly it escapes us in that 26th verse that conditions were not good. It was growing worse daily. And not only that, Satan is at work also, because we know the 6th chapter follows this 5th. And you know what happened there. The fallen angels that were spoken of in the book of Jude, where we started this, appeared on earth. So Adam's genealogy continues on through Seth, Enosh, and so forth, Canaan. We're going to get down to Noah, but we want to go down to Enoch, the 7th from Adam. This is important. And we're going to pick that up in what? The 18th verse. 18th verse, chapter 5, book of Genesis. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. Again, the word Enoch means dedicated. And Jared lived, after he begat Enoch, 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. That means he kicked the bucket. His body went into the ground, back to dust. 21, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God. Boy, that says so much. Do you walk with God? Do you know what that means? To walk with means to journey with, to stay by his side, to be with him. That's the only way you can walk with, is with whatever language you want to take it in, is to be with him. Enoch was with God, and God was with Enoch. That's why Enoch was a prophet, because God spoke through him. God doesn't just translate somebody for nothing, because they're pretty or something. God translated him because of his faith in God, in as much as he walked with God every step of the way. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Well, now, how old does that make him? Well, I believe the next verse tells us. He was 65 when he sired, let's see here, 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Well, that number sounds familiar, doesn't it? Just offhand. And it's kind of strange, isn't it? That's one year for each day that we have in a year. And God, he was not. God took him, translated him. Why? Because of his faith, and he was a good preacher. He was a good prophet. He told of what was happening between Cain, the serpent seed, and the children of God. And along comes Noah in that sixth chapter. You're familiar with it. And in that sixth chapter, Satan, having been unsuccessful in contaminating woman by the birth of Cain, as time goes on and Enoch preaches and prophesies against it, that is to say, the controversy, Satan tries something a little different. He talks some of his prime number one boys in that sixth chapter of coming down to destroy, if not the woman, her daughters. Why? Because God told you back in the third chapter, the 14th through the 16th verse, that it was through the woman's seed that would come Messiah, Savior, the destroyer of Satan. And Satan wanted to destroy that. Now, many people I know marvel and wonder, you mean to tell me that angels came down to the earth? What did we start out with in the book of Jude? Did it not say they left their first habitation and that's why the curse was placed upon them? What does it take? How many witnesses? And we read in this sixth chapter of this great book, and it came to pass, of Genesis that is, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, this word is Adam, that the sons of God, these are angelic beings. Don't ever let anyone tell you these were Cain's children. They were not. They were those same angels in the book of Jude. The word in the Hebrew manuscripts, as we will continue on a little further, is Nephilim, coming from the prime Napha, meaning fallen angels. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they were beautiful. And they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, why do you take a wife? Is that complicated? I think not. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. In other words, before God created the sixth day and the eighth day, man wasn't flesh. They were as the angels. His days shall be 120 years. There were giants, Geba, in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Men of renown, what does that mean? What of old? How old? Of the previous dispensation, because they left heaven and came to the earth without being born innocent, and they had full knowledge of what happened. They knew every trick in the book that there was to displease God and to commit sin. And after all, woman was new. I mean, she had been created from man, though an angelic soul, the same as was in Adam, was in her, placed in her. And naturally, one of these brute beasts would take this, excuse me, as a challenge. And no doubt prompted by Satan. So where do we come to? Where do we take this today? It's obvious Enoch was a prophet of the same caliber as Elijah. Okay, do you know anyone else that was translated? Okay. Moses, yes. I mean, you're talking somebody very special. So just because there is little written about Enoch, you don't need a book written by a man. You have the Holy Word of God, and it's all there, if you dig it out, as to how Enoch fought against this, taught against it, preached against it, prophesied against it. What? The conflict. The Kenites. Then you can be better understand why Jesus would only find the church of Smyrna in Philadelphia in Revelations 2 and 3 chapters, that is to say. Perfect, or at least he found no fault with them. Because they taught concerning the Kenite. If you think I'm saying hate them, you're hearing wrong. And I know that there couldn't be a person in here, could be, but not likely, that hasn't heard me say, one of the main challenges of my life is when one comes around, I like to convert them. Even if they're on evil business, it just makes my day to be able to just snake one right out of Satan's hands and make a real trooper out of them. You know? It just really makes you feel good, like you've met the test. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Marines love challenge, right? Be that as it may. But that's not hate. That is to say, God has a plan. Satan's trying to mess it up. And you're the buffer. You're the parameter that is set that prevents that, even as Enoch was. So yes, Enoch's faith, that faith that he walked by, was the evidence of the substance and the proof that that is unseen is still set in the rock by the hand of God. You don't have anything to worry about when you follow that pattern. You don't have anything to apologize for when you stick with God's word. To look back, I would caution you. You got to be sharp sometimes to follow the Word of God. Your documentation that many people would argue with you that Enoch was a prophet, even though the book of Jude declares he is. That is your proof. But the fact that what he was a prophet of and against, Cain was brought into the subject in the book of Jude for a very special reason. Part of it. Part of why those are held in bondage to be destroyed on what day? 11th chapter of Revelation, 7th trump sounds, down go 7,000 of them. There's that 7th from Adam again that Enoch was. What is 7 in biblical numeric? Spiritual completeness. So you need that dispensation of time that brings about spiritual completeness in your mind. That you let God's word speak to you, and to learn when God places emphasis, 7th from Adam. Don't confuse him with the Enoch of Cain. He was special to me, God says in saying that. And that's why the scholar's mind perks up and searches and looks. And then your documentation to what was going wrong. No, quite the contrary, that men to begin to call on the name of Yahweh. In their perversion and their God, small g, they begin to call on the name of Yahweh. That makes it more dangerous than ever. I hope you can see that. When people practice wickedness in the name of God, that's going to deceive some people. Do you think that happens today? I want to say it one more time. When people practice wickedness in the name of God or in the house of God or in a church of God, and I'm not talking denominations here, that is very dangerous to a person that doesn't take the time to check the manuscripts, to check the word, to see that they're not deceived. You know, it's even possible that there could be some house of God that would tell you, don't pay attention to that word, especially Revelation and some other, because if you believe, God's going to fly you away. You don't have to know the Word of God. Just have faith, because faith is what saved Enoch. I don't know, is that making sense to you? It doesn't to me. If Enoch was saved by his faith, I want to know, what did he have faith in? What did he do if he was a prophet? What did he prophesy? And within this, you have the truth. Don't ever let some shortstop stop you between first and second, or you're going to go out. Go all the way around. Make that home base. Check out the Word of God and let God speak to you. And you won't go wrong. Oh, yes, there's wickedness in the world today. Nothing you have to be afraid of, because God has given you power and authority over all of it, as far as your own personal life is concerned. All you have to say is, hit the road in the name of Jesus Christ. And any negative about you is gone, as far as evil spirits of that nature that we have read of today, whether it is satanic or by men's spirit or whatever the case. It's out of here. So always remember that. Be sharp. There's one way you can never go wrong studying our Father's Word. Keep up with the subject and the object and the article. If I've ever taught you any one thing, let that sink in. Because where people get in trouble 99% of the time is by some allowing some man to insert a thought on a scripture taken totally out of subject, out of object, and out of article. And you let them get away with it. It won't fly. So you can't go wrong in studying God's Word, concentrating on it, meditating on it, if you'll remember that simple thing. Subject, object, article. What is God saying to me? And don't let man interfere with what God's trying to say to you. I wonder what kind of mind it would take that would let a human being interrupt what God has to say to them. Boy. You know, when I look at mankind and humanity, when I look at the honesty and character that we have placed before us today in high places, it's frightening. So be able to handle it yourself, because it's scary when you look at the character that is held up today. Hey, you know what's being taught to the young people of this country? And they're not dumb. They know what's going on. Is simply to say, hey, golly, I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't know what was going on. And that makes it okay. That's the message. Character is far more valuable. A man's name is one of the most valuable things you have. And your character. And when I say man, I'm not, there's no gender intended in that. Establishes your worth in God's eyes, quite frankly. So protect that. And there's one thing, as we have all these different powers and these power plays being made politically, religiously, educationally, at this time, always remember, stick to God's Word and you won't go wrong. He is the power. Do what He wants you to as you, with wisdom, study His Word and follow His leading. Yep, where are the Enochs? Well, I think we're beginning to shape up quite a few that know the difference, because it indeed does make a difference today as far as God's blessings are concerned. You know something? I would hate to live without God's blessings. Sinners that we are, fall short as we do, He still loves us because we hold that line and teach that truth. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the faith of Enoch. He that set that example that so little is written about unless we really dig in, Father. And yet he lived at the time it was actually taking place or soon thereafter and set that example for us. May that be an example that we always honor and take as an example in our own lives. We thank you in Yahshua Jesus' precious name. Amen.